Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. Wow. Yeah, we've had a big couple of days. Wow.
Yeah, and apparently the producers of Hospital have not been listening to us, and they killed our beloved Brit off.
Oh, yeah, because there's no bringing her back. Nope.
At least as far as we know.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
I looked it up. We probably already talked about this, but she's going to Station 19.
Yeah.
Which is a nighttime drama.
Yeah. And I suppose that's considered a step up, I guess.
I don't like that concept of step up
either.
Or step because it implies a step down to be on a soap opera.
Right. It might be sort of an easier schedule, I guess.
Maybe, but I think they should have left the door open for Brit to come back.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's a soap opera. They can create whatever.
They can always create something, and we will happily accept Brit back, even if she has to be thawed out.
Yeah. I might check her out on Station 19. I've watched that a few times. It's it's hooked in with
Grey's
a couple
Anatomy.
Other shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it Grey's Anatomy? There's or Chicago Fire. I don't know. There's a whole series of nighttime dramas that are
all hooked together. Yeah.
But why nighttime dramas get some, elevated status over soap operas? I don't know. I mean,
right. Yeah. And now it seems like network TV is slightly below your Netflix, Amazon, all these Hulu original things.
That may be warranted. I just feel like what I've been, since you gave me the gift of Hulu, gave us the gift of Hulu, I'm like, wow, there's still creative people out there doing wacky, cool stuff.
Yeah,
whether I think it works or not, it's like, oh, cool. Yeah. This I wasn't seeing any of this shit on the regular networks,
Yeah, the networks kind of did it to themselves, I think, They sort of.
I don't know, what is it they're allowed to show that, I don't know what their problem is, but I'm so glad to see, even if I think some series doesn't quite work or whatever, I'm like, oh, cool, this Dierks Gently thing, what a whacked out series that is, and that's cool, and so many things I've seen on a different network other than the regular big four. It's like it's encouraging, I guess, is all I mean.
Yeah, it is. There are plenty of creative people out there. That's true.
Yeah. We're not them.
No, but it's a great time to be a
viewer.
But
we can talk about them,
isn't it? I mean,
it's a great time to be a viewer and a drinker of craft beer, I guess.
Yeah,
I think that's not what I drank tonight. I just drank vodka.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, and it was okay. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's get back to Hospital.
Okay. So I'm just sad. I'm just overall sad because we had goodbye to Brit. And I do want to say, I've complained about the writing a lot. But
it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. I liked that we didn't know that Brit was wounded and then we found that out and,
Well, at first, that was a pretty good sort of camouflage of that because I did think, when she started to stagger, I thought, well, if she'd been really hit, she wouldn't have been able to get this far on adrenaline. And then, then when just the scratch, if there's poison in it, that was a good
sort of
little
detail. So as usual, the unexpected, I appreciate the unexpected. And so that I wasn't expecting that. I really thought they'd have her just sail off into the sunset. And and I liked the scene, I liked everything. I liked that Liesl was there for that.
Yep, me too.
you know, I'm so glad they didn't like drag Cody into it or something, you know,
me
frivolous
too.
like that.
Although yeah. he's probably got to be one of the people feeling the shittiest, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, I know. I was starting to feel for him a little bit. And how wonderful is Felicia as a person?
She's so wonderful. She really is.
She is.
And she didn't point out to him that a filly wouldn't be having a foal already. A filly, you know, like technically a filly would be a very young female horse.
And I bet she would know that. Felicia would know that.
She probably would, because she's way more competent than any of us have given her credit for.
Yeah. And she also had some time on a ranch, right? The Texas ranch.
She did. That's like great. That. So, yeah.
Yeah. She should have just slapped him across the face. You fool. You're no stable boy.
Stable hand. Yeah. And that barn is still so confusing. Like, where is he coming from? We only see that one half-dead white pony, you know, like. And then you're in, like, the living room or whatever.
Yeah, like a very nice living room.
Yeah, it's so weird. But he's, like, coming out, like, wiping his hands like he's just pulled some amniotic sack, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, like James Harriet. He had to get in there
exactly,
and pull it out.
Yeah. Are you watching any of that new series? Speaking of James Harriet,
I started to, but then I couldn't keep up, and I haven't had the wherewithal to go back. And
you couldn't keep up because
I have
faster.
No, there's just too much to watch, you know. So I record stuff thinking I'll get back to it, and then I never do. So
it's kind of sweet. I enjoy it.
Yeah. I did like the first episode or two that I saw, and I loved the books. So
yes, of course, yes. Yeah, it's mildly dated, but I feel like the updated series kind of handles all that well. You know?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Let's see. So getting back to some of the wonderful scenes we had. When I thought it was great when Maxie and Liesl were having their conversation at the Haunted Star after the party. Everyone had left, and as far as they knew, Britt was still okay.
Right.
You remember that scene? And they were kind of just sort of saying everything each of them needed to hear, I think, you know?
Yeah, like reassuring each other about how they'd been there for Britt, basically.
Yep. And also, Liesl said, you know, she was so happy Maxie had married Nathan, and she could understand why Nathan loved her so much. You know, it was just kind of nice to sort of...
Isn't it funny that Liesl is like become this person?
She's become, well, of course it won't last now that she's lost Britt, you know.
She's lost Britt. She's about to smother Esme or whatever.
Yeah, she feels like she's got nothing to lose, I'm sure, at this point.
Yeah.
Except for her schnitzel, Scott.
Her schnitzel? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was a good scene, I thought. And then I'm sure you enjoyed the scene between Liesl and Austin, didn't you?
I did, but I felt like he set her up to go kill Esme, which, you know.
Yeah, he kind of point her in that direction. Yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of wondered, honestly, and I don't know why, but like, why was he like, does he have some angle? Like, why was he trying to stop her from packing up Britt's office? Cause it was like, well, let her do whatever the hell she wants. You know, she's grieving.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought
that
like,
would be harder for her. I don't know.
I wondered if he had some angle about the necklace or something.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
We still don't know what his shady.
Right.
Like, what's going on? There's something shady about Austin, and we don't know what it is yet, really.
That's right. Yeah.
Not about Britt. Like, we feel like he was genuine about Britt.
Yeah. And I did like how he kind of brought it around and talked about how the party and everything and her saving somebody. Like,
how it
was a real badass way to, you know.
A badass. Yeah, that was the word. I thought that was great. Like, the way he, like, described, like, her final week was badass.
Yeah.
I thought, Isn't that cool? Wouldn't we all love to have a final badass week? And you probably don't really get to have that because
most people, it's the opposite.
You
right?
fall into
you're trying to like steal energy from other people. You know,
yeah, like a vampire. Well, because you fall into old age and ill health, and
and you're so dependent on other people.
Yeah, and it just it's gotta suck. It's gotta suck, and So for her to go out at a younger age when people don't know you're going out and to be able to plan the good things that happened and not plan like the baby being born, all that stuff, you know.
Yeah. And saving
So kind of cool, some of that stuff. But probably won't be the way any of us will go.
No.
Sadly.
And it also kind of softened the blow, sort of knowing that, you know, she might not have had that long to live anyway, right? So, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, obviously Liesl and other people would have loved to have more time with her and helped her, you know, through her illness, but, you know.
But for her,
from her point of view,
she might have chosen like, I'm going out early rather than suffer all the the indignities of what she was going to have to go through and the pain and the dependency and all of that. Unfortunate, you know, you think about yourself, you think, well, what would I do if I could choose, if I could, but you don't really get to choose it. You don't get to choose it.
No, probably you sort of pass that point of being capable of choosing, you know,
not
really realizing it.
Yeah. And that's a sucky part. Like think about our mothers and Alzheimer's and, I mean, your mother went on much longer, much longer.
Well, and her mom went on much, much longer than her. And So my mom definitely would have chosen Britt's path if she could have.
Well, my mom kind of did, kind of, sort of, like she was slipping into closer to your mom's status, you know, when she checked out. And I kind of thought, like, you know, I bet she's happy. I bet she's happy that she checked out before, you know, because her own sister like went on for years, you know, like her physical health improved, you know, it was like, oh my God, this, like, why, what is this so crazy that,
that's right.
It just sucks. And she was just so far gone and it was so hard for everybody. And, but anyway, so Britt kind of had a send off that she might have been pleased with. You know, I kind of felt like she was sort of pleased, like she sort of knew about the poison and didn't, you know, didn't try to save herself.
Right. Because maybe she could have, you know, if she'd gotten to the hospital, you know,
maybe,
like, called Finn to come, you know, to her or something, you know.
But to die in your mother's arms, I mean, what's what's better than that, you know? I don't know. So, but I was sad they killed her off, but I thought, well, that's the highest drama you get, you know?
Yeah, like, that's right. Yeah. So there was that. And then a couple of that, you know, I was thinking the fact that Joss sort of disappeared with Dex and, you know, wasn't identified as the other person.
Is that what they're calling it now? Disappearing? Is that what she did with Dex?
She disappeared with Dex. Yes.
she did.
And so did her dress. But, you know, it seemed like, that's really sloppy on her part.
Yeah, it was a little like really? You really wouldn't stick around and tell the cops? I mean, not that that would have changed what happened to Britt necessarily, but I don't know. Yeah.
It looks like Joss is going to be all torn up about finding out what happened about Britt, you know, with Britt.
Yeah, and after all her, like, high and mighty, you know, judgments on Sunny, now she's, like, in Sunny territory, really.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. So
she's in a little bit of a gray area with what she did.
Suffer the consequences of that decision.
Yes, and how did you feel about the scene with she and poor Cam?
I thought Cam did a very, very good job, and they both did, really. I thought that was pretty well done too, pretty well written.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think so?
I know. Yeah. I felt bad for him, but yeah.
Even to the point where he said, you know, goodbye, Joss. It's like he didn't say get the fuck out of here or anything, you know. It was still sort of like decent.
Yeah. You and know, of course, that. Like, he's like, she still wants to be friends. It's like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, oh my God. Yeah.
Right.
I think they will be eventually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they will be eventually. But the double whammy is going to be like, at that point, he doesn't know about Dex.
Right.
Know? He doesn't know there's somebody else.
Yeah. And it wasn't fair of her really to say, like, you know, things have changed, you know, like we don't have the same connection, because that all sort of put some of the blame on him, you know, like,
something. Yeah. Yeah.
And she's trying to act like he's feeling these same sort of, I don't know.
Yeah. No. And he was like a freaking golden retriever. He had no idea. He just, you know, like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I hope he stays a good decent young man.
Yeah. I don't know, he might start speaking strangely like he did when he was, like, you know, kind of freaked out about whatever. But that was good. At least she finally did it, you know. Yeah. At least she finally ripped off the Band-Aid. But You know, there's going to be turmoil and heartache and violence and danger, whatever, because everybody has told Dex to stay away from Joss, and he has not.
And obviously she has a part in that. And unless you're putting them like in separate cells, there's no way, you know.
Yeah, there's no way.
Separate them. Yeah. You know,
they're a couple of magnets. They're gonna do it. They're just hot. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
you can't do anything. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
and he has spent a lot of time at the gym, and he deserves his scenes in his underwear. And yeah,
okay, because
that's not easy looking like that. That is not easy.
Oh, I agree.
I know. My husband knows you. It's not, you don't look like that easily.
Not effortlessly, no.
No. I've been seeing a lot of interviews lately where they talk about scenes like that where you know, like, I think it was like Daniel Craig and I don't know who else, but they dehydrate these poor guys before they do these scenes. So their muscles are very cut looking, you know, like
defined.
Yeah, and so it's like they're in poor health when they're doing these scenes, you know. Like, they allow them to drink, and then 30 hours into it, they're not drinking anything, you know, so that they're drained of any moisture and all those muscles are looking cut, you know. It's
seems
like,
silly.
Oh.
I don't know.
But I've enjoyed some James Bond scenes like that.
So you would withhold fluids.
Right, yeah. So I don't know if Dex is having to get dehydrated to do these scenes or not. Maybe it just looks that good anyway.
Probably youth has a little something to do with it there.
Youth. Oh, I wish I'd appreciated it. Oh, my God. That's my regret. I didn't appreciate what I had. That's one of them. That's just one of them.
Just one of them, yeah.
I've got a lot.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Oh, my God.
Every day I have a new one.
Aww.
No, not really, I guess. I was going to say I really liked Spencer throughout. You know, I thought he was good.
Yep. He's solid. Even, like, with Trina. Yeah.
Yep. And even I liked how, you know, when they were hanging outside the Haunted Star and Esme showed up, he immediately like went to help her. I thought that
he did. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was wondering if on their part, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was wondering if Trina, like, they don't know, you know, like the baby, all that, like, I guess they can do the math and he knows that it's not his, but still at that point, initially, you know, it could have been his, or she could have thought it was his, I
she
guess.
She could have thought so. Yeah, he told
but
her
they
it
were,
wasn't, and I
yeah.
didn't know if she believed him immediately or not.
But nonetheless, they were just helping a human being in distress. And,
yeah, yeah. And she
what do you
clearly
think?
looked like she was in distress there.
Oh, she looked horrible, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she's faking the amnesia, or do you think that's for real?
I knew you were going to ask me that. And
I'm
I,
sorry.
No, that's okay. I just, yeah. I don't, I'm not
but
smart enough to have an informed decision there.
At this point, we are being led to believe it's for real. But
yeah,
she is very cagey. So I wouldn't, she
is.
Really is. I wouldn't.
I hate to think
her.
She could fool Kevin, but you know, she could.
But
I guess
she
if
really
anybody
like,
could.
That seems so real when she was like, I know you, you know, like
yeah.
that seemed so for real. And I was like, wow. And I thought, what a cool way to resurrect a character.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
because
right.
She was so hated and everything. And
yep.
we could soften her. We could make her
yep.
a whole new person.
I know it's been a while since we've had that happen, right? Where a
character
has been transformed somewhat. Like Sunny,
well,
I guess the last one.
Sunny, Austin, you know, well,
yeah.
Austin, Franco, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Jason was like one who, you know, with a car accident or whatever, you know, went from being like a golden boy to, you know.
To the bad boy,
a
yeah.
A quiet
yeah.
mobster, you know.
Yeah, a quiet mobster.
A
quiet monster.
Yeah. But yeah, that's true. I didn't like that Elizabeth said this is Kevin Collins instead of letting Esme try to guess his name,
oh.
you know, because she might have said, aren't you Ryan? You know, I don't know.
I wonder, like, you know, should they be trying to jog her memory? Like, bring Nicholas in, bring Laura in, bring, you
yeah.
know, like, bring Spencer
yeah.
in. I don't know. I don't know what
mm-hmm.
the protocol is when somebody's mm-hmm. got amnesia like that.
Yeah.
Which is maybe only happens on soap operas.
Right.
So I don't
I
really know.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm feeling tremendous sympathy for her, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm holding off. Yeah. I initially.
You're holding off on sympathy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. I just don't know.
Okay.
Gia. We'll have to
All
see.
Right.
I need
yeah.
more.
I wouldn't be surprised if we suddenly saw a little glint in her eye and saw that she was faking this whole thing.
Yeah.
You
know, I kind of felt like
she's
we
a
did
master
a little bit
at it.
Today. Yeah.
Do you?
I thought
sure.
so. Like when she sort of, I guess she was talking to Martin and they, when he mentioned murder, that she was, you know,
mm-hmm.
might be facing charges of murder and something like she sort of like, I don't know, went into a state and then he left mm-hmm. and Elizabeth was alone with her and she kind of opened her eyes in a sort of a chilling way, I thought.
Okay. All right.
She's
yeah.
still bad. I think she's
yeah.
still bad.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So speaking of like, so now we're on the topic of the hook and
right. Heather.
What do you think there?
Well, I think it's interesting that they've chosen to make her kind of delightful.
She is delightful, isn't she?
And also just cold-blooded. Like, she doesn't give a shit who she's killed, right? And whatever her justification is, I don't even know if she can justify any of these things as part of some plan she had.
I don't think she cares about justifying. But,
no.
Okay, so... this is one possibility, and I don't know if this is stupid, but is it possible that Esme was the hook initially
and
then Heather came in like as a copycat to cover or to draw attention away from
so
Esme?
Maybe that's how she thinks she's helping her. It's by...
like, yeah, by
making
like,
it look like it couldn't possibly have
it couldn't
been
possibly be her. I just wondered if that's a
yeah,
possibility.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think we should probably preface anything we say by saying first, this might be dumb.
This might be dumb, yeah. In my whole life, I should just say that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do something and it might
put
be dumb.
Print
yeah.
cards that just say
yeah.
that.
It's probably going to be dumb, but.
Yeah. Here I go. Yeah, that's an interesting theory, Gia. I kind of like that.
I just, I felt like it was such a, you know, it's sort of a cop out to have Heather be the hook.
Yeah,
You
right.
know, like, of course, well, she's insane, you know, so you can, I don't know.
Yeah, and there was plenty of time when it easily could have been
It
Esme.
could have been Esme, but I don't know if they're going to go that way or not. I don't know.
And then also just the fact that Heather can come and go so easily. I
Right. Well,
mean,
they implied strongly today that she's got some guard, you know,
right. And who
snookered.
knows
So,
what kind of deal, but he must be doing the math. Every time she leaves, there's one less person living in Port Charles, you
well,
know.
he may be
Simple.
immoral or amoral or, you know, not care about that, or she may be doing sexual favors or whatever. I don't know. Who knows? But
It would
yeah.
be interesting if they showed that, wouldn't it? Is
I
that
don't know if
too
I'd
much
want to
for a
see
soap
that. That
opera?
might be a little too much. But yeah, they should show that, show the ugly side of the delightful Heather Weber. I mean, like, it's so weird though, like the delight that she and Ryan have in talking about their daughter and the family and the grandchild coming, and you know, it's like it throws you into a weird vibe because it's like they seem truly happy about this, you know, and yet they're both, you know, murderers.
And I don't think they've ever really tested, you know, whether they were capable of living as a happy family. You know, like this is all sort of a dream right now for
Yeah.
them, you know.
And I guess it won't really ever happen for them. I don't know. I don't know what Ryan's end game is. Like, how is he going to bust out of this, like, pretending that he's frozen thing?
Is he thinking he's just gonna hang out there forever?
I was thinking, like, he was moving around today while he was there in the cell with her. And I thought, wouldn't somebody notice if he'd moved himself into a whole new spot in the cell? Maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. They're not very well tended, these.
No, they're really not. They're really,
Because
it
she
does
just
seem like
comes
she
and
could,
goes.
yeah, it
Yeah.
seems like she could wheel him right out of there, you know?
Yeah. But she is delightful. You hit the nail on the head there.
She's is precious.
I never watched whatever show she was famous for or well
Yeah, she
known
was
for.
so different, so
Was
different.
she delightful on that show?
She was just such a sort of stereotypical mom, you know, like with an
Like one
apron and
wonderful,
oven
sweet
mitts and
mom,
stuff.
yeah.
Yeah, like you didn't imagine she had any sort of a secret life or dark thoughts, you know.
My mother once lit oven mitts on fire in the oven. That was one of her funny stories about her. Preheating the oven with the oven mitt in it, you know. Yeah.
I once set a roll of
Cool.
paper towels on fire in an oven.
My
My
mom
dad used
once
to
said it.
store them in the oven, and it's like, Dad.
Oh, paper towels. Yeah, that's nice. My mom once put the sparklers on a cake in 4th of July and like lit the tablecloth on fire. We were all very excited. We're like, "Ooh!" You know, like the regular sparklers that you wave around it. She put like four or five on a cake and lit them and then and brought them out. It was wild. It was wild and exciting. It was great. We've never forgotten it. Yeah.
She knew how to have fun.
Yeah, she really did. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, Heather Weber. I hope I kind of hope she sticks around for a while. This could be the end of her, but
Well, we'll see. It seems like she
yeah.
wants to go out one more time, right? And kill somebody else
Oh,
just to.
yeah. There'd be some more to this particular plot line. What do you feel about Dante right now as a heavy duty cop? He's cop
Well,
right
he's
now.
had a couple of these discussions right now about, like,
Yeah.
I don't know, the moral territory he's supposed to be
Oh,
living
with he
in.
and
And
Sonny,
yeah.
yeah. That's mildly interesting.
Mildly, I guess. I wish he was having that conversation with someone other than Sam, I think. I don't know, for some reason.
Yeah, because you don't like Sam right now,
Well,
or
I don't know. It just seems like I don't know who he should be talking to about it, but I don't know. It just seems
it'd be
like
interesting if he were speaking to Michael about it.
Exactly. Because I feel like Sam's just saying everything she knows he wants to hear and needs to hear. So, you know, you don't get into any sort of unpredictable territory there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to speak to Michael as two, you know, very different children of Sonny's.
Yeah.
But maybe that'll happen.
It might, because if Michael's sort of going down this path where he really could take Sonny down. That's going to drag Dante into it, I guess. Yeah. Maybe that's what they're going for, you know, they're building up to that.
I feel like they are building up to something with Dante, with him being a darker character. Like,
like conflicted.
They're darkening his aura.
But so were you talking about him just dealing with the Esme investigation and stuff like
that? And Nicholas, that kind of, you know, like what's going on with Nicholas? Nicholas has a weird new little haircut going on.
I know. It's fitting, I think. It seems like he's just so
like exploding
off his game,
from his head.
You know?
Yeah.
He just can't get out of his own way. Every decision he makes is wrong.
Yeah, it is. I read some headline that like he didn't do his final scenes, and I thought, oh, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that means that the other guy's going to come in and do his final scenes. That would be a shame.
It would be a shame. I know. So well I heard happens, it was because he had COVID or something, but I don't.
Again?
I don't know.
Oh my God. How many times is everybody going to get
COVID?
I don't
know. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, it does seem like there was a lot of sort of rumors and stuff around.
Yeah.
That, so
there is.
Maybe
yeah.
we'll never know, yeah. but, we just want it on the record that we enjoy Nicholas very much.
I do enjoy
he's a
Nicholas.
Total mess. You
he's
know.
A total mess. He's a hot mess. And I love he and Elizabeth together. They like the two of them cannot make a good decision to save their lives.
Yeah, that's true. I know. I thought she was sort of like it's kind of hysterical how badly. Her life is
the two of them at the hospital, like as they like, okay, let's go talk over here.
They're taking turns, like freaking each other out.
Yeah, they're so funny. Yeah, they should get married. They really should. They're made for each other.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff. I meant to say I also like the scene between Laura and Ava when Laura went to see Ava.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah, that was very nice. I always like them together. Yeah,
I do too. And it seemed like it was nicely written also, you know, like Ava said some very Ava things. Laura said very Laura things. And
but they're very sympathetic towards each other. They really are. And and they don't have to be.
Right.
So it's nice. And I mean, they're closer in age than Ava and Nicholas, you know, so of course they would have more in common and
life experience and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And mental health issues. And I like that they get along and I like that they both, you know, love Nicholas, but know how very flawed he is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to miss Nicholas. If they just take away Nicholas as a whole character, I don't know.
I can't imagine. Like, it's funny. Like, all the things I didn't like about him originally are now the things I love about him. And if they brought in another
We're
Nicholas.
Such idiots.
I know. They're like, God, we can't please you idiots.
They really can't.
You know, because if they bring in that last Nicholas, who is kind of like a much tougher guy.
And harsh,
he doesn't seem like he'd make these silly decisions, you know?
No, we need a silly prince.
that's what we need, exactly.
Silly prince Nicholas,
prince,
the silly prince, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
I know, that's a tough one. I wanted to say also that... I would love to see a scene between Ava and Liesl.
Okay. Over.
Just because partly, but just because, you know, Ava completely would understand the grief, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And not having
the daughter that you
time.
Haven't really done well by necessarily
Just being
but
robbed of all that time, you know?
Liesl and Britt really did sort of settle their issues.
Oh, they did. Definitely.
Yeah.
They did.
Whereas yeah. Ava and Kiki, that was horrible. That was just
that
horrible.
Was so, and that was on the Haunted yeah. Star. It feels like nothing good ever comes of people.
Well, it's haunted. Know. I mean, it is haunted.
Yeah. It's in the name.
People. It's right in the name. Yeah.
Have a party at Kelly's for crying out loud.
Yeah. They have hot chocolate. another thing I liked was getting to see Brad show his grief today.
Yeah.
In a Brad way.
In
you know,
Brad way, yeah.
Where he was yeah. getting angry, and I was like, yeah, I'm kind of angry too. Like, I liked yeah. Brad and Britt together, and now there mm-hmm. will never be a Brad and Britt again.
No.
No. I mean, maybe there'll be a Brad and Maxie. They hinted at that.
I could easily see them sort of being friends.
Right. And I like them sort of fighting over what to put Maxie in for her burial. You know?
Britain, yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, Brit, yeah. But I liked him just, you know, like I could relate to that. When people have died in my life, I've been selfish about what it meant to me.
Uh-huh.
You know, like
yeah. Yeah.
Like
right,
whatever.
If you're lost.
Like I'm angry yeah. about this, you know, mm-hmm. like, and so
yeah.
I like to see him doing that. Cause like mm-hmm. sometimes that's how it is. You're mad about what it means to you.
Right. Right. The loss that you've experienced.
That you, yeah. And like, and for me, mainly that was my mother, and it took me a while to come around to, oh, like she belongs to other people besides me. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and so like I was wanting to hold the everything just to me and my grief, and like, mm-hmm. oh, well, she belonged to a whole lot of other people besides
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so services, all that stuff that I didn't want to happen or didn't give a rat's ass if it happened.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ended up being important, and
uh-huh.
yeah. I was glad it happened, and I would have felt selfish later if it hadn't happened. Uh-huh. But at the time, when you're deep in your grief, you're like, fucking hell, like, fucking yeah. get away from me. I fucking hate you. This, like, mm-hmm. I'm so in my grief mm-hmm. about what's happened to me, mm-hmm. to me, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, and with Brad, I mean, he was being honest, like he really didn't have any other friends, you know?
Right, right.
So and a massive loss for him.
Yeah, and somebody standing by him with all the shit he did.
Yeah.
Like, and yep. she really did. And
yep. mm-hmm.
they had a great friendship. That was one of the best friendships on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, remember when they'd watch the nurse's ball and like make fun of everybody? And, you know, it's like, that yeah. was so great. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, when we knew that Britt was going to die, I started to sort of like just be sad for all these other people, you know, who were,
yeah.
this was going to hit them so hard. And I yeah. kind of felt like in today's episode, they like jumped past the part where they were told for the most part, you know,
they really
I mean?
Did. Yeah. We didn't see any of that, did we?
No, and I kind of thought like maybe they were afraid they couldn't write those scenes, you know.
They weren't good enough to write those scenes.
They weren't good enough, but maybe they would have been because they did have some good scenes otherwise, you know. And it kind of felt
yeah.
like we were slighted, yeah. you know, when we didn't get to see some of that like immediate grief, you know. Like already it
yeah.
seemed like people were sort of coping, you know, except
yeah,
for,
right, right,
you know.
Yeah.
So
that's
so
true. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Maxie would have been destroyed.
Yeah.
yeah. And yeah, like, why did we get to see how Cody heard the news and not Maxie or, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And Nick,
right.
Nicholas,
right.
like, it would have been interesting to see Nicholas. And I don't know if we're going to get to see Spencer getting the news.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think Spencer would feel that loss hard and also feel bad because he was real shitty to her recently.
Right, you know? Right. But he kind of mended.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause but, she was so willing to forgive him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it something that like such a negative character turned so positive by the end?
Yeah. Yeah. And we just are right there.
I hope that happens for me. You know? I better start polishing my karma. Like, I need some karma. Where do you get karma polish? Amazon?
No, absolutely not.
Not Amazon. Some like local business or something. Yeah, some maybe you have any recommendations?
Or,
like,
maybe try Etsy.
A little Etsy shop or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe that's one of the things we like about soap operas. One of the reasons why we like them is because people can be transformed.
Change. You can get wings.
Yeah.
Like Clarence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's hope for us. I don't know. But yeah, anyway, it was a good couple of days. I know we took a day off there.
Yeah, apologies for that, people.
But we hadn't even seen any because of what? Football, college football, whatever.
Football.
And football is feeling precarious right now.
But well wishes go out to Damar Hamlin, who seems to be doing a little better.
Is he? Okay, good.
Seems to be doing a little better, hopefully.
I have two brothers, and I was dragged in my childhood to all their football games and everything like that. So I kind of developed negative feelings about football. Although I enjoyed the snack bar and the hot chocolate.
But my brother broke his leg just in a football practice.
What? Which brother? Charlie?
Your favorite.
What, Johnny?
Yeah. He's fine now.
This was 45 years ago.
Yeah, and actually, funnily, when he was on the mend, when he was at home with his cast on his leg, and I was living at home at the time, and that's when I introduced him to General Hospital. We called it the Frisco Show because that's when
Frisco back then. Yeah.
All roads lead to General Hospital.
They really do.
I think it helped him heal.
I'm sure it did. Oh, Johnny, I'm glad you're okay now.
But the point is that football is a dangerous sport. And when you see people like hitting each other like that, you know, hitting each other so hard, it's hard to enjoy it, I think, because you're always worried, like, who's gonna be carried off.
Yeah, I know they're trying to start a clean house right now and figure things out. And I hope they do. But
I know.
Anyway,
it's fun to watch too, but you know, those poor fellas take a beating.
Yeah, they really do.
And Buffalo's taken such a beating anyway, so poor Buffalo.
I lived in Buffalo for a while.
Did you?
I did. When I was like in kindergarten, nursery school, kindergarten. I just remember snow above my head all the time.
You used to hear about all those lake effect storms, and they sounded so like cool, you know. But this last storm really brought Buffalo.
It really did it in. Yeah, yeah. Like this was
so sad.
In the 60s, I'm talking. But Anyway, yeah. We wish him the best, and. We don't mind that hospital was off because of football, but anyway, it got us off schedule. We'll try to get back on. So let's get our stats back up there, people. I don't know.
Our stats aren't bad, really, Gia.
Oh, okay. I haven't looked.
I don't think we're being enjoyed in as many countries as we used to be.
Okay, well,
maybe there are some, like a handful of people who are just traveling and now they've settled back down in the States.
My old man thinks it's military folks, like some.
Yeah,
you know,
I thought about that too. Yeah, that.
But anyway, I don't know what it does for us. Nothing, I guess, because we're not making money off this thing. We're just here for the good time.
Yeah. You know? Just to sort of sort down our thoughts.
Our thoughts and feelings, thoughts and prayers, whatever. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. Anyway, it was a fun couple days. Thank you, soap opera. We enjoyed it.
Yes,
good job.
And
keep
we
it
wish
up.
You nothing but the best, Britt, although we certainly will miss you.
I might have to check into. I don't know which network station 19's on. My dad watches it occasionally. That's why I've watched it.
Yeah, I want to say ABC, but I don't.
Is it an ABC thing?
I was never a Grey's Anatomy person, so I don't know about.
I watched that like 8 million years ago. I can't believe it's still on.
I know.
Honest to God, honestly. But
yep. And so Station 19, I think, was sort of a spin-off from Grey's
Anatomy. Was it? Okay.
I think. I'm not sure.
All right.
I don't know, Gia, but they stole our Brit.
Okay, Keisha. I know. We're sad. Goodbye, Brit. We'll miss you. We enjoyed you.
And we would welcome you back. Even if they could figure out some wacko way.
Yeah, like the Franco thing. We'll take it.
She could be like Austin's friend again. That would be great.
That would be great. Yeah. Yep.
They could both look at each other
whatever. Yeah. Yeah, hey, you look so familiar. Yeah.
Or she could have a twin. We don't know.
Yeah, a twin. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I think we covered most of it. And thanks to anybody that's still listening.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're a trooper, whoever you are.
You sure are. You're very patient and tolerant.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll talk to you in a few days.
Okay, dear. You have a good night.
All right. Bye, Keish.
Goodbye.